He told how he caught the sirens' voices throbbing in the wind, and how he had scudded past the clashing rocks, past Grimm's Charybdis, past Scylla, whom no rover had ever coasted by home free, and how his shipmates slaughtered the cattle of the sun, and Zeus, the king of thunder, split his racing ship with a reeking bolt and killed his hardy comrades, all his fighting men at a stroke, but he alone escaped their death at sea. He told how he reached Ogygia's shores, and the nymph Calypso held him back deep in her arching caverns, craving him for a husband, cherished him, vowed to make him immortal, ageless, all his days. Yes, but she never won the heart inside him. Never. Then how he reached the Phaeacians, heavy sailing there, who with all their hearts had prized him like a god, and sent him off in a ship to his own beloved land, giving him bronze and hoards of gold and robes. And that was the last he told her, just as sleep overcame him, sleep loosing his limbs, slipping the toils of anguish from his mind. Athena, her eyes afire, had fresh plans. Once she thought he'd had his heart's content of love and sleep at his wife's side, straightway she roused young Dawn from ocean's bank to her golden throne, to bring men light, and roused Odysseus too, who rose from his soft bed and advised his wife in parting, "Dear woman, we both have had our fill of trials, you in our house, weeping over my journey home, fraught with storms and torment, true, and I, pinned down in pain by Zeus and other gods, for all my desire blocked from reaching home. But now that we've arrived at our bed together, the reunion that we yearned for all those years, look after the things still left me in our house. But as for the flocks those strutting suitors plundered, much I'll recoup myself, making many raids. The rest our fellow Ithacans will supply till all my folds are full of sheep again. But now I must be off to the upland farm, our orchard green with trees, to see my father, good old man weighed down with so much grief for me. And you, dear woman, sensible as you are, I would advise you still, quick as the rising sun the news will spread of the suitors that I killed inside the house, so climb to your lofty chamber with your women, sit tight there, see no one, question no one." He strapped his burnished armor round his shoulders, roused Telemachus, the cowherd, and the swineherd, and told them to take up weapons honed for battle. They snapped to commands, harnessed up in bronze, opened the doors, and strode out Odysseus in the lead. By now the daylight covered the land, but Pallas, shrouding them all in darkness, quickly led the four men out of town. Book 24. Peace. Now Cyllenian Hermes called away the suitors' ghosts, holding firm in his hand the wand of fine pure gold that enchants the eyes of men whenever Hermes wants, or wakes us up from sleep. With a wave of this he stirred and led them on, and the ghosts trailed after with high thin cries, as bats cry in the depths of a dark haunted cavern, shrilling, fittering, wild when one drops from the chain, slipped from the rock face while the rest cling tight. So with their high thin cries the ghosts flocked now, and Hermes the healer led them on, and down the dank mouldering paths, and past the ocean streams they went, and past the white rock, and the sun's western gates, and past the land of dreams. And they soon reached the fields of Asphodel, where the dead, the burnt-out wraiths of mortals, make their home. There they found the ghosts of Peleus's son Achilles, Patroclus, fearless Antilochus, and great Ajax, too, the first in stature, first in build and bearing of all the Argives, after Peleus's matchless son. They had grouped around Achilles' ghost, and now the shade of Atreus' son Agamemnon marched toward them, fraught with grief and flanked by all his comrades, troops of his men-at-arms who died beside him, who met their fate in Lord Aegisthus' hall. Achilles' ghost was first to greet him. "Agamemnon, you were the one we thought of all our fighting princes Zeus, who loves the lightning, favored most all your days, because you commanded such a powerful host of men on the fields of Troy, where we Achaeans suffered, but you were doomed to encounter fate so early. You too. Yet no one...